So tell me, sir, is heaven for real?
Yes, and you know what? When a book is written that says heaven is for real,
I'm like, duh.
you know, and the account of the then 4-year-old or whatever he was when he supposedly went there and experienced all that, you know, one of my first responses is, boy, I sure agree with that title. Now, what are they basing the title on? See, I believe it's for real because the Bible teaches that it is. And so as soon as we say heaven is for real, but we give as a basis for it someone's account of what happened to them supposedly when they went there, without meaning to, even though the family, the Burpo family, you know, father's a pastor and you know, all of that. I get that, and I think they're good and Bible believing people, but I do have to say that it just kind of pulls the rug out from under biblical authority, unless you say, okay, we believe it because the Bible says it's true. Now, I had an experience, and of course, experiences are not authoritative. This is what I recall. This is what I think happened. Don Piper did that in 90 Minutes in Heaven, and other people have done that. As long as you're careful and you affirm the authority of Scripture and the gospel. And by the way, the book, Heaven is for Real, does affirm the gospel. I felt that the movie Heaven is for Real did not stay true to the gospel in that
Movie is horrible.
there's a young man who died in military service and
He
you've
comes
got
back as a ghost or something.
the, well, no, you've got the pastor, you know, that supposedly is the real pastor playing his part, who's reassuring a mother that her son is awaiting her in heaven, and his logic is, if God took my son to heaven to view heaven, then surely don't you believe he would take your son to heaven to live with him forever? Well, there's nothing to do with faith, belief in Christ, confession of sins, repentance, turning to Christ, transformation, transference from the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of light, nothing. It was an implied universalism, which I felt was inappropriate. But back to the subject of, you know, whether you've been there or not, the Apostle Paul was there and was told not to talk about it. The Apostle John was there and he was commanded to talk about it. And much of what you see in Revelation is what John witnessed in heaven. So you can't just adamantly say it's wrong if you've had the experience, you think you've had the experience, that it's wrong to talk about it. But I think anyone who does talk about it had better be very, very careful and realize there's the influence of drugs, there's the influence of injuries, there's the ability of dreams or even visions. And not all of those are from God, and not all of those are actual after-death experiences.